Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
G'day, Coxie.
G'day, Waz.
How are you this morning?
I'm all right. How are you? I'm a little frustrated, if I'm honest.
I'm doing a little better than you because I didn't want to throw my computer through the window.
I might have tried, but it didn't fit because they're just louvers. Bounced back and hit me in the face.
Don't you hate security screens?
Oh, man. Today I do.
Funny. And it's a great opportunity for another one of my cheesy segues.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Security screens on the windows, you know, zombie apocalypse, people breaking into your house to steal your toilet paper. Because I know you've been hoarding it, haven't you, Coxie?
I've got cupboards full of it.
How many rolls have you got?
Down to about 12, and with a family of five, they're not going to last very long.
Ooh, so you got about 2 days worth.
Yes, maybe three. If I'm lucky, I'll get through to Monday. So goodness hopes we get some stock before Monday.
Well, my darling wife and I literally had a conversation about toilet paper usage.
Yes.
And ways that we could consume less poo tickets.
So you're not drinking water anymore? Well, it's all right for you.
Yeah.
But Amy and I are going to stop drinking water. There we are. We're going on a strike.
More shaking, less wiping. Anyway, we're not here to talk
about
it's a skill, Coxie. It's a skill. G'day, listeners. You're listening to Tradies in Business podcast coming at you. Not live. Well, we're live right now, but you're not listening to this live. I'd love to do a live show. I wish we could do like radio, internet.
I do think that we should be doing our version of that via Facebook, even though we both hate Facebook. But I reckon we should do a Tradie Hour once a week.
Yeah, I agree. And I just love the idea of the radio medium though, because it takes out the whole video thing and people are used to Facebook video. It's a bit weird. But I'd love to have people just, you know, ringing in and having a chat on the air. I reckon that'd be really cool. Anyway. So Corona, COVID-19, toilet paper crisis, all that stuff. There's plenty of people talking about it. It's pretty hard to ignore it. But we're not going to talk about that so much. And even, you know, the more immediate stuff of, I guess, getting through the coming weeks, however long this is going to last. But more about things that our listeners can do now to prep for the opposite of doomsday. So instead of doomsday preppers, we want, what are we going to call it, Coxie? Like,
I don't know, my brain's racking. I can't think of a damn thing.
Yeah, rebuild preppers.
Yeah, that's boring to it.
Yeah, okay. Restoration?
That'll do.
So it's something that you and I both observed through the GFC some 12 to 13 years ago now here in Australia, where the initial impact was pretty serious. You know, there was a lot of negativity, there was a lot of loss, and we're seeing that again now, and there probably will be more of that. Sorry to burst your bubble, listeners. But I think the saddest part of the GFC for me watching businesses was the people that weren't positioned for the rebuild and the recovery. And it was like the train pulled away from the station and they looked up from their newspapers, which nowadays they'd look up from their Facebook feed and go, oh, crap, the train's moving again and I'm not on it. And sadly, a lot of those businesses actually folded after the initial impact had already passed. And I worry that some of our listeners, some of you out there might end up in that same situation because you're so focused on what's happening today with border closures and flights being stopped and toilet paper shortages that you're not actually doing anything about, well, What happens in 3 months when things actually return to quote unquote normal, or 6 months or however long it takes? You know, if you survive the initial craziness, you better be ready to actually cash in on the recovery.
So we've spoken before previously, we did a podcast episode on how you can survive this period of time.
Mm.
And it's just by mitigating loss, I suppose, and putting steps in place now, right at the beginning of the crisis, and looking about how you can, I guess, maintain consumer confidence and then begin to rebuild on that. And that's what we're talking about today. And I guess the point I'd really like to make is I think we forget how quickly we are negatively impacted. So by that, I mean our state of mind. So very quickly this week, you've seen a real shift in people that thought nothing of it, suddenly now understand, okay, this is a big impact.
Yeah.
But the same can be said on the positive. When the time comes that things start to look a little bit better, that the sun is shining again and we can see that business is going to start to recover, consumer confidence recovers really quickly because many of those people are still poised to spend that money. They still need that pool. They still need that renovation. The deck needs to be fixed. My plumbing needs an overhaul. I need to have my house rewired. Those things don't change. It's just that we put pause on those projects just for the moment. Mm. If you've forgotten to keep up your advertising, if you've forgotten to keep up your social media presence, if you've forgotten to be in touch with your consumers on a regular basis, you're not the person they go looking for. They look for the person they saw all through the crisis.
Yeah. And there's, I guess, simple things that we can all be doing to actually pay attention to both the current situation and down the track. Because, and ironically or not, it's the stuff that you and I bang on about all the time. And I'll be honest, I'm still frustrated and probably a little disappointed that more people don't have these fundamentals in place. It still flips my lid that we're talking to trade business owners now, listeners to this show that aren't doing regular email communication with their database.
Yes.
About anything.
Right.
You know, just helpful tips or saying good day or sharing industry news or latest innovation in products and services or ways to save money on your power bill, your water bill, your lawn mowing bill, like just simple stuff that you're not doing, listeners. And you know what? It's never too late. And I think in all of this, Coxie, there are some lessons that could be learned by the human race. I don't hold much hope that we will learn them as a society because we seem to be repeating a lot of past mistakes just on a greater frickin' scale.
Mm.
But what I do feel is that there are some opportunities for our listeners to learn the lesson here. It's like, how easy would it have been if you were already organized with an email marketing program like MailChimp or ActiveCampaign or any of those that are available, and you'd already been in the habit of regularly talking to your customers? How easy would it have been to type up a COVID-19 email response 2 days after the pandemic was announced and actually be one of the leaders with getting your policy and procedure message out there to your email database?
Absolutely. It's really easy to do regardless. So if you are listening to this and you haven't done it, you need to do it. You needed to do it 2 weeks ago, but do it now so it's not too late. But I guess you're right. If the fundamentals aren't there, it becomes a harder process to put these steps in place. But you are being given a unique opportunity right now in this crisis time to put some of these fundamentals in place so when the rebuild comes, you are ready to go. So look at your sales and marketing. Have you got a sales funnel? Have you figured out what that even is yet? Have you got email marketing happening? What's going on with your social media channels? Do you know what your cash flow looks like for the next 3 months?
Mm.
Have you projected and had a look, okay, for this last 6 months, how do I get through that? Have you figured that out yet? Do you understand what your HR policies are like and what entitlements you have to pay and when they need to be paid? What happens if we shut down for a period of time?
Yep.
Now is the time to be looking at all of that and putting those steps in place. It's and none of it's hard. Sure, when it's foreign, it feels difficult because it's new, like trying to plug in a microphone into a computer that won't work in the cold, throws the computer out the window.
Because your stupid business partner didn't leave the instructions for you.
step by step with video guide because she's too silly to work it out herself.
But that's a great example, Coxie.
Yeah, it is, right?
Imagine if we'd created a procedure last time we problem solved this and written it down, and numbnuts here didn't even think to do that. And here we are, you know, we've hacked our way around it. But this happens for our listeners every week, every day.
Yeah.
With their staff, with themselves, with their suppliers. So it's not rocket surgery, as someone mashed their analogies together recently, or their cliches, or whatever that is, axioms. It's not brain surgery to get ready for the rebuild.
No, now's the time to do it. Regardless of what's going on in your business right now, you need to be time blocking. Oh, my God, how often do we say this? Out some time every week to look further ahead, to know that, to be confident within yourself that there comes a time when everything bounces back. It does not last forever.
No.
At some point in time, you need to have all of these fundamentals in place so that you can rebuild your business.
Yep. And I'm frustrated at the amount of time I'm seeing people spend on social media based on the time I'm spending on social media. And my wife and I had a conversation about this because her workplace, their leadership actually, it wasn't a directive, it was a strong recommendation that people limit their viewing of updates and information and everything to once or twice a day. Check what's going on twice a day, morning and afternoon. That's it. Like, yes, things are unfolding quickly, but you're not going to improve your situation or your business or protect your family better because every 5 minutes you're having a look at the latest meme or the latest share about gargling mustard powder is going to, you know, kill the virus in 30 seconds. Like, it's just, the problem is there is so much misinformation, disinformation, and untrue stuff flying around social media that you'd be much better to use that time, if you are a bit quiet at the moment, to plan out your next 90 days.
Yeah.
You know, we have, if you're listening to this on the day it gets released, which will be, crikey, what are we talking here? The
24th.
So this episode got released on the 24th of March. If you're listening to this anytime before the 31st of March 2020, we have an online 90-day planning event that you can go and join in on and literally plan out the next 3 months in your business. Now, in that, we're obviously going to be talking a lot about the rebuild, but again, if I loop back to all these fundamentals, Coxie, of get your email database sorted. If you haven't yet figured out how to export that from your job management system and into an email marketing program, or from your bookkeeping system into an email marketing program, now is the time to spend that 43 minutes Googling it and watching the tutorial video. I want to swear, but I'm not going to. and get it sorted, right?
Yeah.
If cash flow forecasting still does your head in, now is the time to go and join the bloody trade desk, because it's free and we've made it free to help you out, tradies, listeners. If you haven't seen the code flying around, it's Tradies for Tradies, all one word with the number 4, Tradies for Tradies. There's a code that gets you a month free in the trade desk, where there are cash flow forecasting templates already created for you. There's how-to videos. There's a community of people who have done this, of trade business owners that have done this, that you can get ideas from. They will help you figure this out because they're freaking awesome. G'day to anybody who is in the trade desk and our drawing boards and our tradiepreneurs. They are a rocking bunch of trade business owners that are humbling me because of the level of support that they've shown for each other. Go join that for free. Why not? Why wouldn't you join that for free? Cancel in a month when the $49 kicks in. We don't care. But get in there and get a cash flow forecast so you know what the hell the next 3 months looks like. you know, policies and procedures, sales process. It's all there in the trade desk. There's really no reason for you not to get these things sorted, particularly because most of you are probably a bit quiet at the moment.
I think this is the time when we talk about the responsibility of a business owner. You've made the choice to be a business owner. Now it's time for you to be responsible enough to take an opportunity that you're being given like this and do something with it.
Yeah.
Stop panicking. Stop getting scared. Take the opportunity that's at your feet and do something positive with it.
Yeah. And how many times do we hear trade business owners say, oh, I just wish I had a week where there was nothing else going on where I could smash out all these things. Well, guess what, listeners?
It's coming.
Now's your week. Here it is. It's here. So take advantage of it. Don't piddle it up the wall and look back in 3 months' time when, you know, you're watching someone else crush it because they marketed their tail off and were posting funny videos to Instagram stories every day and engaging with their consumer base. And, you know, we've got members doing this stuff right now and they are signing up business. They might not be completing the contracts at the moment, but people are still saying, hey, we really want to get this done when all this weirdness is gone. We don't want to spend the money right now, but we still want you to do the job for us. Is there some way we can lock you in for when everything settles down? Oh, okay.
No, I don't really want your secure work for after all of this goes on.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't know how to do that because unless you pay me and it's a contract, I can't do it. It's like, yeah, give me $50. Let's sign up a prelim agreement for your pool or your deck extension or your landscaping or your front fence replacement or your house rewire. And we'll just park that for the next 2 weeks and I'll check in with you. I'll keep you posted via email. We'll be sharing useful information. Like, you're getting people into your community.
Yes.
And I'm going to let you speak at some point, Coxie.
Reading pants on today.
Well, it's just I can see all of this ripe fruit on the tree, and there are, people are so blinded by their own panic and fear and that is being blasted at us by the media because they're, can you imagine how many newspaper subscriptions they've signed up in the last 4 weeks?
Yes.
This is a boon for the media. It's you know, people will be signing up in droves to all the major newspaper subscriptions.
Because we feel like we need to be ahead of the fear.
Yeah.
But interestingly, have you noticed, you don't spend a lot of time on social media, so maybe you haven't, but the conversations are already starting to change.
Yes.
So a week ago, everybody was cranky at everyone for hoarding toilet paper.
Yep.
And everybody's gone and started this week. So we're recording this on the 20th, Friday the 20th of March. So the beginning of this week, so we're talking the 16th, 17th, 18th, everybody was talking about panic and how panicked they are and what are we going to do and what do we do for our staff and all of those natural questions.
Yep.
But now we're at the 20th, Friday the 20th, and already the conversations are beginning to change. We're looking towards the football. We're looking towards how positive it is working from home and how we've found ways to do online consultations and how we've found ways to pivot our businesses so that we can make money still through this time.
Yes.
We're looking at the more positive voices as the voices of reason. You can be one of those positive voices for your own community. This can be that time of leadership where you step up as a responsible business owner and you show that leadership by saying, well, this is how we're dealing with the COVID crisis. This is what we're going to be doing in 2 weeks' time. This is why it's a great time to invest in bricks and mortar. Yep, share market's fallen apart, but hello, bricks and mortar, still safe.
Yeah, so, you know, now's the time to get that repaint done on your house. Yes. Or at least lock it in because property values are going to start winding up because people will leave the share market in droves, which is what's driven the prices down, is people selling down in panic. And so they're going to want a safer investment. And look, governments survive on taxpayer revenue. Government will be spending money, spending our taxes to try and get the economy out of the bog, out of the the marshes where it's currently stuck. They'll be stimulating the bejingles out of the economy once the initial, I guess, crisis has settled.
Yes.
So you best be ready for it. But I think there was a key word in there, Coxie, and it's community.
Yes.
We can be leaders in our community. We can be leaders in our trade by not, adding fuel to the fire of fear and panic.
Yes.
And instead, stepping back and saying, hey, guys, it's a bit cooler over here. If you just step back from the fire a little bit, check it out. You know, we're doing video. I saw one of our members, one of our tradiepreneurs, posted a screenshot doing an electrical fault diagnosis over FaceTime.
Yeah, it's not hard to do.
Because he's literally in quarantine in his bloody house.
Yeah.
He's jumped on it straight away, and that came off the back of one of our coaching sessions with him in our Tradiepreneur program. So he just went and implemented it straight away. He's put that on Instagram. I guarantee other people on Instagram have seen that and gone, holy crap, I've got this weird flickering light. Can you tell me what's going on? Now, you know, yeah, there's limitations to all that, but, you know, you're a smart bunch of listeners. You know how to deal with some of these things. So I think this is going to really play into a sense of community where people are going to look locally. They're going to look for Australian made, Australian owned. There's been a lot of hate around, but I think it's going to do a lot for our patriotism and perhaps supporting some local industry again.
Yes.
And now is the time, listeners, to be telling your database, your customers, your suppliers, your fellow trades, your subbies, that this is the opportunity. You know, we are local. Tradies are on the ground. We are Australians. We're Australian made and owned. We're family businesses. These values are going to become much more important. This is just my personal prediction. Over the next 3 to 6 months, I think we're going to see a resurgence in Australian manufacturing and Australian industry.
So the government's already talking about it. Just this morning, I was listening to the Treasurer on TV or the radio, it doesn't matter. They're already using these phrases in their languaging. They're already talking to us about coming together as one to get through the crisis, right? So if it's being led from the government down, imagine what that looks like in your community if you're that voice. If you're the one on social media who's saying, hey, look, I can't get out at the moment because I'm in isolation, but I will do an estimate for you via FaceTime. Sure, it's an estimate, but you know what? You've provided a service. You can't get out anyway. It hasn't cost you anything to do that but a bit of time. And that person then comes back to you at the end of the crisis because, holy moly, you were able to help me even though it was a difficult time.
Yes.
And jump into the Facebook community groups and answer questions for people who are frightened. My tap keeps running. I don't know what to do. Give them a simple solution.
Yeah. Turn it off really tight.
there's always a way though, right, to add to the positive community sense to solve problems. This is
absolutely
the time to be doing those things. Stand up, be loud, be proud, and be positive, and you watch the people stick to you like glue because that's what we're looking for. We all want a bit of positivity. Sure, plenty of us thrive on the drama, but really what they're looking for is those voices that stand up and say, this is the way forward.
Yeah. So we could rant on. I don't think it's a rant. I think it's just we're very passionate about this, Coxie. I know I feel very strongly about it, and we've had some fantastic tradiepreneur sessions with our high-level clients with just creative ideas. You know, we've got a builder who's looking at doing kids' playgrounds and you know, even just boxing up playground areas and putting soft fall bark in them for people who might soon have kids at home. If they do, in fact, close the schools down. Yeah.
Throw together a veggie garden for you and teach you how to grow it. Oh, my God, you still can help me in a time like this?
Absolutely. Even one of the things you suggested in our session with one of our tradiepreneurs the other day of, you know, if you are a tradie who's out there still doing work in the community physically, a lot of people aren't and a lot of people are too scared to get around. you know, maybe you've got some toilet rolls at home because you were smart and you bought 65,000 rolls. You know, offer to drop some poo tickets out to people on your travels, or pick something up for an elderly client, or, you know, if you've got aging parents stuck in their homes because they're in the risk group, you know, we've got masks, hand sanitizer, et cetera. If you'd like any supplies picked up and delivered while we're out doing other jobs, just let us know and offer a bit of a community service in that way. That's worth more than any Facebook ad campaign.
Absolutely. And look, I think probably one of the more in tune with where we're at things that we said the other day was to, if you're going to the next suburb, let's say, so I live in Brisbane, if I'm heading out to Ipswich, hop in the Ipswich Buy Swap Sell group. Let them know that, hey, it's Nick here from Cox and Sons Builders. I'm heading out to Ipswich tomorrow. Wondered if there was anybody that needed me to bring anything from Brisbane. We're doing a deck reno, but I've got plenty of time in the afternoon. I only need to visit the boys quickly, and then I can drop around and drop that off a bit later on this afternoon. It's indirect advertising, but you're still providing the community service.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's such a simple campaign.
So I'm just going to sort of wrap up what I was banging on about earlier, which is the fundamentals and taking this opportunity to take our advice, but have a look at what are the things you wish you'd had time for in the last 12 months? What are the things where you've just thought, oh man, if only the phone would stop ringing long enough for me to sit down and do X, Y, Z. If only, you know, I wasn't busy dealing with these problems with staff, I'd have time to write that procedure or set up my cash flow forecast or migrate all my stuff over to Xero or MyOB or whatever you want to do. Make a list of those things and take this opportunity to do that. Pull yourself away from social media. There's nothing on there that's going to help you right now. And actually knock over some of these things so that you don't get caught as the train leaves the station and you wish you were on it when everyone's choo-chooing off to the recovery. They're on the recovery train. Get on the recovery train, everybody. But that's my plea to you, listener, is don't squander the opportunity that you have in front of you right now to get your business ready. Yes, you've got to survive. Yes, you've got to get through this this period. And I hope and pray for all of you that you are finding ways to do that. I'll say again, Nicole and I have made the trade desk free for the next month, so you can join that. We're running a four-part webinar series on exactly this stuff. So we're going to deep dive into more of this in more of a web class sort of teaching format. But it'll be an interactive forum where you can get involved and ask questions of us as well. So we're going to be running that over the coming 4 weeks, I think, from when this episode goes up. Right. So go join the trade desk for free. You're going to get us for free. We got people that pay us thousands of bucks a month to work with them one-on-one, but we want to help you get through this period and get ready for the recovery. So no excuses. Go make it happen.
Looking forward to seeing you in the trade desk.
Yeah. So remember the code, Tradies for Tradies. If you just go to our website, tradiesinbusiness.com.au, find Work With Us, find the Trade Desk. It's all over our social media feeds as well. But pop the code in. If you get lost with that, just drop us a message or an email, hello@tradiesinbusiness.com.au. Just get in touch with us. We want this to be a positive thing for you as much as possible. So get ready.
See you soon.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.